This, the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
11 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Good morning. Thank you for joining the region's biggest conversation. Yesterday, the federal government confirmed that they had bought SUVs costing over 1 billion naira for... $1 billion to help Niger tackle insecurity. The Minister of Finance, Budget and National Planning, Zainab Ahmed, confirmed that after the Federal Executive Council meeting. And it has caused outrage online and, of course, offline as well. People are asking, Nigerians are asking, we're dealing with security issues here from what looks like poor funding, poor coordination and everything in between. And we're seeing the federal government funding another country to fight terrorism. So for those who may not know, a lot of the militant, a lot of the insurgents move from Nigeria to Niger Republic. All right, let me just read something for you. For the last 2 years, Niger has been at war with Boko Haram. The conflict has disrupted this poor country's development, especially public finances, and destabilized the southeast, the main scene of armed clashes. It says the battle against Boko Haram has stoked up local intercommunal tensions and exacerbated violence over access to resources. Despite direct support from Chadian troops since 2015 and improved collaboration with the Nigerian army, Nigerian forces have been unable to put a stop to attacks by insurgents, some of whom have been linked to ISIS. The military option has produced results, but has also shown its limits. Okay, then he writes about how the war should be. So for some time, it says most Nigerians, especially young men, became supporters of some guy, Mohammed Yusuf, the Nigerian founder of Boko Haram. After they traveled to Maiduguri, only 425 kilometers away from Difa. So when Nigerian armed forces massacred more than 1,000 of his followers, many of them found refuge in southeastern Niger. And at some point, Niger joined the military efforts of the multinational joint task force. So that's different nations coming together to fight insurgents. But yesterday's action, or the confirmation yesterday by the federal government, didn't sit well with many Nigerians. I hope at some point my guests will be able to join me, but at this time, let's hear what you think as a Nigerian. Don't forget, Niger and Nigeria share a border, and it means that whatever happens on this side of the border would affect that side of the border, and that's why, you know, they joined the multinational joint task force to fight insurgency. And then some people have said, well, it's foreign aid. If a poorer country needs help and Nigeria can step up at this time, then it's not a bad thing. But then again, Zainab Ahmed, the Minister of Finance, yesterday said that it was a request by the Nigerian government, yes, but it's also in the best interest of Nigeria. Some people have said it's misplaced priority. But what do you think, securing Niger to secure Nigeria is a misplaced priority by the government? Because that is what, you know, Zainab was able to communicate, that yes, money has been spent, but this is the real reason. If we give them some sort of support, which we've done financially to buy those cars, what it means is that they will be able to fight insurgents, and that would also reduce the effect of maybe those who are crossing from the Nigerian side to the Nigerian side. 0817923000, 0817923000, 0817923000. We will not also bring to fore the fact that President Muhammadu Buhari, part of his foreign relations, has weighed heavily on the side of Niger. And was it 2021? He was given the highest honor of the Niger people. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. On WhatsApp, 0809030-6416. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Eno. I'm Vinayo. You know that fact that goes out to the bar and spends, and he's a good man there, he drinks, he does his thing, he eats, and by when he comes home, and he asking for an account of 10,000 he gave his family on Monday. On Thursday, he'll be asking for an account, but I gave this amount of money.
Mm.
Not heard of the news in recent times that this amount of very good that was provided for Nigerian soldiers. Yes, we said this is the boundary between Nigeria and Niger. Why not we secure our own part of this? Fund this part. Showing us outside is one of the characteristics of our leaders. When we're suffering inside, there's nothing good about us. In fact, we need help inside. And we show up outside as a big brother. It's not going to help. It's even happening from our own government. So that's my pick. I think we should prioritize what we do.
All right. Home front first. Thank you for calling. We're not adjourned for. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. My own contribution this morning, my name is Kingsley.
Okay.
My contribution is that there's nothing wrong in reaching out to other countries within our West Coast, being the big brother. The issue here is the timing.
Mm.
At the time that we need money to sort out ASU, and meanwhile, the doctors are warming up for their own strike. I think the timing is just not there for me.
Okay.
It shows the level of insensitive duty of the government, and then how they place priorities. If our students have been in the house for 6 months, means nothing to federal government. It's unfortunate. So the timing is wrong. The intention might be right, but the timing is wrong. Not this time at all.
All right.
When we cannot even service our debt, and the report is showing that our earning cannot carry our debt service. So why should that be placed above every other issue we have now? They are in charge. So good luck to them.
All right, Kingsley, thank you for calling. We're now adjourned for good morning.
Good morning, you know. Yeah, this is Godwin Jr. calling for a little one.
Okay.
Yes, Muhammadu Buhari got to the Nigerian Republic 1.4 billion naira. Those are very, very good news. Because we in Nigeria have been receiving from so many banks economy over the years. That bilateral agreement stands firm. After all, if I come back home to River State here, he can be giving us to other states to show that we are bigger than River State, bigger than them. At any other time like that, things we have to move on. So to me, when I hear that on the radio, that is no news. People are stealing Nigerian money in trillions. Look at the accountant general of the Federation. Look at his weekend and the footballer. 1.7 billion. So to me, why are you giving that money? Well, it's nothing to me. So thank you.
Nothing to you. But we have a message here. Pascal from Akered in Rumolumeni says, I'm sorry to say our country leadership system is suffering from lack of wisdom, theft and criminality. And until tomorrow, they say charity begins at home, and as such, to a man whose house is on fire will not leave the fire to go for a pot of soup. Issues of utmost importance have here stands needed, but have been left to linger. insecurity up to Abuja majorly and visible ASUU strike? And or do we mean, should the government desire to call off ASUU strike today, they will not do it? Even insecurity, if they mean to fight, they will fight insurgents out. What is wrong fully? Forum is deeply concerned from Uniport. This one reads, simply put, the man who's not bothered about the fire in his neighbor's house will most likely be faced with a situation where the wind blows the embers of the fire his way. His house will also be set alight. But it looks like the fire is on this side more than on the Niger side. IS Mike says, I support what support has Niger rendered Nigeria? We're supposed to secure our border rather than support Niger. This money can be channeled to ASUU matter. Is it that we borrow to help other countries to fight the same security ravage in our own country? This is really unfair, honestly. Asimir from Trans Amadi. Let's take this one. Good morning. Okay. That means it'll be after the commercial. More messages. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the purchase of vehicles for Niger Republic. I think a lot of whalers are not in tune with the working of government globally. All mustn't be well with the country before extending hand of fellowship. No time is best. No time is worse. Just do it. You cry of insecurity and people are complaining. Haba, if that will end the insecurity, so be it. Chinonu sent that in. So someone sent the photo of the SUV and said, what kind of fight do you want to fight with this kind of vehicles? You borrow money from foreign countries to buy vehicles to give to another foreign country. It's a pure case of misplaced priority. Rhymes from Umwe Bulu. And then we have Joe who says, I'm amazed at the short-sightedness of Nigerians. Nigeria and Niger Republic are fighting the common enemy. Decimation of Boko Haram insurgents from either of the countries is good for our country. Quoting ASUU's request against the spending for fighting a common enemy to me is short-sighted. You don't understand. This is how we do it here. The people don't care about anything. One thing they fail to understand is that we are wiser now. They should keep fooling themselves instead of waking up to their responsibilities. Umar from Rumudara. When I heard of this story, I wondered either this our president is really a citizen of this nation called Nigeria. Okay. Zua John from Bodo City. Okay. The vehicles bought were SUVs. Do they use SUVs in fighting insecurity? Christian is asking. And a country needs to have a certain measure of comfort before being magnanimous. The vehicle purchased for security are incredibly luxurious vehicles. Chinazo sent that in. Commercial, and then we keep talking on Nigerian 4PH on Twitter and Facebook. Just stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. We're talking Nigeria. The punch has it this way. Outrage as Buhari gifts Niger Republic 1.1 billion naira SUVs. Someone has asked a question. Are the SUVs going to be used to fight insurgency? Well, maybe not the military way. Maybe some other way it will be put in use. But that is the talking point this morning on the Crossfire. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. My name is Anogbere. Some people believe that if Nigeria doesn't pay attention to the actions of insurgents on the other side, being Niger Republic, perhaps they could overrun the Nigerian side of the border. Let's hear your thoughts on this. Yeah, Barry Ken says, good morning, Eno. This government is evil and should be treated as such. This means that the problems of Nigerians is not their problem. I'm angry and I call on Nigerian youths to rise up and stop this nonsense from this government. You don't give them machine gun, AK-47, bombs, etc. to fight insurgents or insecurity, but SUV, are they going for excursion or pleasure site? We must learn to do the right thing always. Ezekiel Isaiah sent that in. Why didn't the president donate one of the Tucano jets recently procured to Niger Republic? That would have made sense to me rather than the luxurious vehicles. 0817923002. Chris is in Port Harcourt. To fight terrorism is capital intensive. I think the president has been given ultimatum to step up his fight or face impeachment. I feel this is one of the ways he feels to help him. Let's be calming down. Don't forget, also, there's some spotlight on Abuja because we're seeing that, is it over 2 billion? Yeah. Has been approved for by the Federal Executive Council, 2 billion naira for the purchase of vehicles and other security gadgets to boost security within Abuja and its environs. On Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, read your messages at this time. On WhatsApp, 0809030646. Adin to Okere says, I think, in my personal opinion, this implies that Nigeria as a country is not really broke as such, but so sad that Buhari-led federal government is so ignorant about the situation of education in this country. They don't care about the ASUU strike. Either do they care about Nigerian students. So unfortunate that Buhari and his government want to, with immediate alacrity, collapse the system of Nigerian education. So clear now. Bogi Jackson, Nunebari, there is academic insecurity in the country and nothing has been done for months. These politicians won't kill us. James is calling from Eleme. Good morning, James. You're on. Let's talk.
Morning, hello. Well, the thing is that although a few persons have called to try to be on the side of the president, justify the rationale behind what he did, you know, such as saying that Nigeria has been receiving help from other countries, you know, why do we have to complain at this point in time that you know, the Nigerian government is sending the similar helping hands to other neighboring countries? Well, why that is not totally out of the picture. It is true that Nigeria has been receiving help from other countries. Then let's look at it now critically. What are these countries? What are some of the names of these countries? Like, which countries render help to Nigeria the most?
If
look at it very well. You notice that these are developed countries, the likes of America, France, you know, British government. And these are countries that, you know, that they have self-sufficiency. It's not that they have everything, like, perfect. But these countries, compared to Nigeria as a country, are far, far better off. The economy of those countries are stable. The citizens there, you know, don't suffer the much of what we suffer here in the country. You know, Nigeria is the country that is still striving. We are still struggling here. So many things are not being put in place right now. So why I am not totally against the Nigerian government raising a helping hand to, you know, other countries, especially African countries. But what is wrong here, first and foremost, for me, is the timing. Because right now, you know, we are faced with a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. The economy is not moving. The rising cost of food items is the problem. The poverty, the difficulty is there, backing hard on everybody. And then look at the ASUU strike for a couple of months now. But the problem has not been resolved. Obviously, it's because of money. What the lecturers are asking for is money. What is needed to solve that problem is money. So many things, you know, that we need money to solve have not been taken care of. And here our president is giving financial aid to our country. And also that is most disturbing to me is the fact that what this money is being used for. For me, I think it's wrong. How can they buy SUV cars for government of that country, for people of that country? Supposedly this financial assistance was rendered towards solving, you know, key issues like, okay, let's assume Niger is suffering from a, you know, natural disaster, you know, earthquake, flooding, and all of that, and the Nigerian government extend a helping hand. That would have made a bit of sense. It would have made a little bit of sense that you have buy SUV cars for luxury for luxurious purposes. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. So that is my take on the matter. Thank you very much.
All right. Christian is calling from Abba. Christian, good morning.
Good morning. I want to contribute to the speaker, the federal government giving out the value of Naira to the Sudanese government to tackle insecurity.
Nigerian government.
Okay, the Nigerian government. I want to say that this is hypocrisy on the highest order, in the sense that you've not been able to clear up the log in your own eyes, and you're looking at the one in another person's eyes. It doesn't make any sense. America gives out their used equipment in other wars. In Iraqi war, when they fought Iraq, it was after their fight that they sold that their equipment to Nigerian government. A reasonable government should be able to tackle insecurity in this country first before looking out for to help others. Look at what just happened. There was a jailbreak, an attack in one of the prisons in Nigeria. They've not been able to buy any reasonable equipment to fight insecurity in Nigeria, and they are giving out 1 billion naira to a foreign government. It's a shame to Buhari's regime. And the youth should rise. Next election, they should take it even more severe than in fact to make sure that this government comes to end. Thank you.
All right. Nnamdi is calling from Adam George. Nnamdi, good morning.
Good morning, Nono. Good morning. You know, the word you said, if our vote does not count, why do they buy our vote? You cannot give what you don't have. It's not news. In fact, one good thing about Nigeria is that if you feel you have seen the world, you don't know that somebody is somewhere planning to shock you with another news. The money that you borrowed Nigeria, why don't you use it to invite other good countries? In fact, if you're looking for a way to help, bring the American army, maybe other countries that are more advanced than us, to come and help us fight insecurity. Why don't you even use that money also to buy more what would I say, more arms for the military? Why don't you use it to solve ASU problem? Now, the new government that will go in, if it is not a good government that knows the economy well, will start paying debt. So it doesn't make any good difference. But the one thing is that the people we are talking to, by next week, when we are another news, within our Nigeria, we'll keep shocking ourselves. But I believe in one thing you said, our vote counts. We should be counting down. We should be thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice day.
All right. You should too. Henry is calling from Eagle Island. Henry.
Good morning, you know.
Good morning.
My take is actually very simple and straight. Because at this point in time, if you tell me, I'm sure you must have seen the pictures of those vehicles. And that we have forever said that this Boko Haram bandit thing, for whosoever is funding and for whatever it is, has suddenly become a business. And so if you tell me you're buying those vehicles for security purposes and to be jail, it's just laughable, because at this point I just felt in my head that it just succeeded in closing the bargain to buy official vehicles for these Boko Haram bandit heads, because it doesn't just make sense that you buy that caliber of vehicles as part of what happened to the supposed HELOS vehicles that our security agencies are using. Actually, they have a better version of what we don't have. It's just crazy. That doesn't make sense. And if it's a proposal to whatever agreement they have, they should just sometimes just come clean and tell us. They just succeeded in buying official vehicles for that ministry called banditry or Boko Haram in this country. And it is shameful that nobody is talking. People who are supposed to talk are not talking.
All right, thank you for calling, Henry. But it's another country, and the country is not a terrorist haven, as far as we know. Jafo Oishi on Twitter says, Buhari APC government hasn't tackled insecurity that is increasing in Nigeria every day, but Buhari has the temerity to use public funds to intervene in Nigeria's public security crisis, as claimed by Buhari's minister, while Nigerians suffer security crisis more than Niger. 100,000 naira, dollars, approximately 60 million naira for this car, yet our FG paid over 100 million naira each for it. What if this was used for money laundering? And why not APCs or jet fighters if they're fighting terrorism? So the video here is a 2022 Land Cruiser. That's a V8 machine. Okay. It has TV inside. Oh my. Won't the president do the same to the Nigerian universities? Because the ASUU strike is also a problem. Nigerian universities also need assistance, so he should do something also on the ASUU side. Augustine sent that in. Patrick is calling from Rumokuta. Patrick, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Just a quick one. Do we know the brand of the vehicle?
The brand?
Yes.
I just said it. Land Cruisers.
Land Cruisers are not in Austin, right? We could have given them a Austin vehicle. Why would we give them Toyota Land Cruiser? I just want us to think about that.
Okay. Why not give them innocent vehicles? Perhaps they would have been pimped to you know, carry more weight or whatever it is that is needed to, you know, get the work done. Buhari is constructing gas pipelines to Chad and Niger, buying vehicles for them, supplying them electricity. Niger has benefited from Buhari's government more than Nigerians have voted for him and took an oath of office to protect and to develop Ogu Ojene Justice. Hosea from Ada George. What a misplacement of priority by Mr. President. What he can't do for us Nigerians is foolishly done to others. What's the function of our chambers? Because we need to do something. That's something that's also come up. Where's the National Assembly in all of this? Where are they in all of this? Railway line to Niger, refinery and fuel importation to Niger. Buhari's first official visit after being sworn in was to Niger. And now, pleasure vehicles in the form of fighting insecurity also to Niger. Meanwhile, Nigerian security personnel are sewing their uniforms and buying boots by themselves. Okay, going back to Facebook at this time. Fate Ziga says Nigerians need explanation from the federal government on what the vehicles they bought for Niger Republic is meant for. They've said it's to fight insecurity. Quante Magnus, this money would have solved ASUU's problem squarely. Cabals within Buhari should pity Nigerians for once. Kwanu. Amadi Zebulon, is no longer news that Nigeria is gone and dead. I prefer being dependent than so-called independent country where everything keeps going down daily. Imagine ordinary Ghana that we asked to leave Nigeria years back. I went to church last Sunday. I saw a woman giving a testimony that her son has traveled to Ghana successfully. Well, we've been sending lots of our students there to study for the past, I think, 10 years now. Yeah, a lot of Nigerian students have gone to Ghana to get certificates, and many of them get preference when they return. Yes, the same Ghana must go. That was in the 80s, huh? Martin Zwala, are these comments really working in Nigeria? Are they having any positive impact? Oh, yes, they do. And that's why you have joined yours to it as well. We shall keep seeing wonders in this country called Nigeria. Can you imagine a rich man whose children are sick and hungry and goes out caring for others outside and abandon his immediate family? We're building railways, refineries for Niger Republic while our own is in comatose. Though it's not a bad idea to assist your neighbor, but the timing is very important. Kujie Prison does not have CCTV. There's no urgent plan on ground to install one despite the attack, and we're busy buying SUVs for Niger Republic to fight insecurity. What a country run by clueless heads. 0817923002. Did you hear the minister's speech? Abara Daniel Uche is asking. She said Nigeria has the right to question this, or Nigerians have the right to question this, but it is not in her power to do that. The president has done what he feels is in the best interest of the country. Taxpayers' money, borrowed money used to settle evil in the name of security support. Chino So says, so they want to secure Niger with 2022 Land Cruisers. These people see governance as crews. Well, if you see the cars that they drive, you should have known before now that they are cruising. Isa Mutari, my own opinion is that this administration has lost focus. If our government can do this, when we Nigerians are in serious economic crisis. Abara, I think I read your message already. These are leaders, eh? What business do we have with Niger Republic? Next thing you hear now, they took loan to buy these vehicles. Rafael says, what a nation. This present administration is ridiculous. Dear Chinua Achebe, come and see you. Things have finally fallen apart in Nigeria. Sonny Igwe sent that in. Niger Republic is a plain desert land. Giving them SUVs to combat insecurity, which also affects us, is not a bad idea. Baseless criticisms. Martins Waller. Okay, someone was responding to someone. The fact that... you're right. Ever since accepted the fact that the government doesn't care about what we think or feel. Okay. Then let me allow you. Okay. Nigeria receives $26.9 billion foreign support in 6 years, Minister. So I wonder why we complain of 1.4 billion naira coordination to Niger. 0817923000. I'll take one or two more calls. Uche Wachuku from Ngboba. I know you see that PMB is really not the president for Nigeria. Remember, he traveled to Liberia to deliver security lectures. The same week his advance team was attacked. He's busy giving orders of others what he doesn't have at home. PMB is acting a script that one day will come out in the open. So someone sends the video. Shola says this government is so full of deceit, and here's why. From the leaked documents by David Hundain, the description of the vehicles are premium SUVs, not exactly police or military vehicles, as the excuse of security was used. More so, why was the transaction done in secret? You know, there's more to this than meets the eye. And he took a photo of normal police vehicles, police vehicles. Like the Hilux vans, and then this Land Cruiser that was bought for the Nigerian people. Sokoto Market for a donation. Hope Governor Wike can see how people get angered when our money is wasted outside. Dollar, send that in. We can't wait for this government to go into extinction. Namdi Wabunike sent that in. Albert is calling from on air. Albert, you're on. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, my sister. I just want to add my voice to the SUV federal government is buying for Niger.
Has bought and delivered.
The gas plant in Niger and other investment that federal government is doing in Niger, people never really ask or find out who owns them. They are buying this vehicle for security to protect their investment. That's what I have to say.
All right. That's all Albert has to say. Let's see. Chinedu Meme says, just another in the paradise called Nigeria. Was responding to the comments by the finance minister. Okay. Back to Facebook. Boluwatife is asking, are they kidding me or what? Buying cars that worth billions of naira. Then he loses a lot of language I can't read on radio. Musa. Okay, I read Musa's message already. All right, so we will wrap this up at this time. For those who are just joining us, we're wrapping it up. The outrage that has greeted the purchase of vehicles for Niger Republic was over 1 billion naira. Nigerians are outraged. Pastor Abe says, FG buying vehicles wrong because he that cannot provide for his own household is worse than an infidel. The cars were pimped to the 000 double... The cars were pimped 007 standard SP. They can't make public the capabilities. Yes, our Akasaba processing plant is still smokeless. No known product. Okay. All right, text was responding to how the cars were pimped, the 2022 Land Cruisers. Okay. That's a wrap on the conversation this morning. Thank you for joining us. One thing on one side is public relations. Another is, foreign relations. Another is timing of this act of magnanimity. Another is, aside the timing, what is Nigeria's current security situation? What is Nigeria's current economic situation? And in the real sense of it, these vehicles, are they security vehicles? Would they be used to fight insecurity, or they're just pleasure cruise cars, as some of you have called them? Well, as someone has said, one day, one trouble. That's the trouble the federal government has dealt with yesterday. Perhaps tomorrow, there'll be a new and more shocking one served breakfast to Nigerians. My name is Eno Ogbeviri. Thank you for joining the conversation. Conversation follows online at Nigeria Info PH on Twitter and on Facebook. Good morning.